This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life. This podcast is brought to you by The Oxford Club. Start feeling secure about your life savings and investments today by watching Bill O'Reilly's Great American Wealth Project. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on the Bill O'Reilly banner.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump.
One of the problems is the way he's playing with policy. I'm worried if we do have a really good vaccine, people are going to be reluctant to take it.
You're saying don't trust the president. Are you confident that enough Americans will buy in?
Trust the scientists.
People should not be walking around with masks.
But some sort of mask-like facial covering should be a very regular part of how we prevent the spread of infection.
Who do you trust?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But we certainly have seen very active efforts by the Russians to influence our election in 2020, primarily to denigrate Vice President Biden.
We don't need their help.
I'm not the president. Not at all.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
This is from Senator Ed Markey. We must disarm these officers and every other police department in America of weapons of war and enact a nationwide ban on tear gas, rubber and plastic bullets, and beanbag rounds.
When are we going to start talking about disarming criminals? Everyone always says one thing. These were peaceful protesters. So I guess when you're throwing Molotov cocktails, railroad spikes, other projectiles, you're using green lasers, I guess that constitutes being peaceful.
Unchained and unstoppable.
These so-called Black Lives Matter people, now that as a proposition, who can quarrel with the proposition Black Lives Matter? But they're not interested in black lives. They're interested in props.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Grace will be with us a little bit later in the hour with her news. Right now, we're waiting to hear from the president's son, Eric Trump, and he'll be with us very shortly. And he's on a campaign swing through New England. Eric Trump, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, it's wonderful to be on. I'm driving through Maine as we speak. The enthusiasm is through the roof.
Yeah, where in Maine are you exactly, Eric? Do you know?
We're in Saco.
Saco, okay.
We did a big lobster event here, and it was unbelievable. We had every lobster fisherman come out, all the boats, and we literally had hundreds of people, and it's been incredible. It's absolutely been incredible.
That's great. You're in the southern part of Maine, which is more Democrat than the northern part of Maine, where your father got an electoral vote back in 2016. But I think a lot of people in Maine really like you. So where are you going to be? Are you just in town for today? Just in New England for today? Or are you in for a couple of days?
I am just in for today, and I'm back at some point next week or the week after. I really believe we can win all of Maine. It's when you see the enthusiasm down here, down south, and every single person, every single house, they have Trump flags on them and they have American flags that they're out. I mean, you should see the amount of people we have. And I mean, people are upset. I mean, people don't like this whole defunding of law enforcement. People don't like this proposal to raise people's taxes by $4 trillion, which Biden is proposing. This is a seriously radical left platform. They want to take away all private health insurance. They want to stop border wall construction. I mean, people aren't into this stuff. And frankly, they're not inspired by Biden. I mean, Biden's a guy who's been in office for 47 years. He hasn't accomplished a damn thing. They're watching my father every day. He's creating a new Middle East peace deal. People just don't like the old guard in Washington, D.C., and they want to see a change.
I couldn't believe it yesterday when your father said, I was reading the Woodward book last night, and then they all go crazy. They say, he said he was reading the Woodward book the night before. I mean, Jesus, 452 pages long. Even if you're just looking at the index and going back and reading what page you're on, takes you more than one night. And yet they let Biden told this crazy story about a veteran killing a woman. And we went back and fact checked that thing. And there were like six or seven major mistakes in it. And nobody in the national media picked up on it. They just want to go after your father for saying he read Woodward's book two nights in a row. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Howie Biden's called Arizona City, right? I mean, the guy doesn't know where he is. I'm not sure if Biden can actually read a book and get through it and comprehend a book. I mean, he had to ask his wife yesterday where he was traveling to, you know, when he was traveling to Florida. I mean, he doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what's going on. I mean, it's really amazing. He certainly wouldn't do an interview like this without a teleprompter or without, kind of written talking points. It's actually embarrassing. I actually feel bad for the guy, but... again, the guy's been in politics his entire life. He's been in politics for 47 years. He hasn't accomplished a damn thing. He's never created a job. He's never held a job outside of Washington, D.C. And look at the job my father's done for this country between the economy, between rebuilding the military, the vet, trade deals, Middle Eastern peace, prescription drugs, what he's doing to lower the price. You know, look what he's done with Supreme Court justices. Look at what he's done to protect the Second Amendment and religious liberty in this country, which is, totally under assault. And I just couldn't be more proud of the guy.
Yesterday we were, following the press conferences, and your father, who's the president of the United States, took about 10 times as many questions as Joe Biden did, the challenger. And he was stumbled. Joe Biden couldn't get through, even though he was just being asked questions by Democrat stenographers with press passes, and your father was dueling with all these people who were trying to hand him his head. It's just what a difference between the two candidates.
Oh, Howie, I mean, all the people he calls on, he always takes a list out of Biden always takes a list out of his pocket. And yes, I would like to call on my friend from Wilmington, Delaware, to ask me a question.
ABC
now.
Mary yesterday. Boring. ABC Mary. That's whoever heard of describing someone as ABC Mary. But that's what he says.
I know. From a list, they're all pre-approved questions. I mean, could you imagine? You have Jim Acosta. You watch him yelling and ranting and raving, and he's shouting the nastiest things at my father. And my father, answers and fights back. And I mean, could you imagine this guy trying to deal with President Xi of China? Could you imagine this guy dealing with Putin? I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you saw it, Howie, the other day. He took a question from a 17-year-old high school student, and he's saying, scroll up, scroll up, scroll up, meaning he had the answer written on a teleprompter already. I mean, it's so phony. It's unbelievable. Right. And America sees through it, Howie. I mean, make no mistake, as much as the media covers for this guy, America sees through this nonsense.
And he was in Michigan last week, and they gave him a card that said so many fatalities in MI, and he thought it was military, even though he's flown to Michigan, and he thinks MI stands for military.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, he also said he pulled 750 million women out of poverty, which is kind of interesting considering the United States only has 340 million people. It's kind of
Don't forget, Eric.
This is their best and brightest, Howie. This is their best and brightest.
120 million people have died in the COVID epidemic, and 150 million people have been killed by firearms since Bernie Sanders voted against the firearms legislation in 2007. Hey, listen, your wife is from North Carolina, is she not?
She is. She's from Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina.
Yeah, I wanted to, you guys, have you heard about what happened with the Carolina Panthers, a Spanish language radio announcer?
No, I didn't. What happened?
Luis Marino Jr., he wasn't at the mic for the team's season opening loss to the Raiders on Sunday. Why would the popular analyst who's been calling games alongside his uncle since 2010 step away from a coveted NFL gig? The Charlotte Observer says that the reason he's gone, Eric, he has been openly supportive of President Donald Trump, and the Panthers didn't approve.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me. Howie, that's called discrimination. It's called illegal. If I was to do that to somebody in our company, I'd just sue the following day. I mean, it's actually illegal to discriminate against somebody, but it only goes one way. You know this. You talk about it all the time, Howie.
Yeah.
Why is it that that only goes one way? Why is it that we have an unequal system of justice in this country where you can discriminate against a Republican, but, you know, I mean, it's really disgusting. It's really horrible. And this cancel culture has people enraged. The censorship of Google and Twitter and Facebook has people enraged. You know, America sees this for what it is. They see through it, and it's there's no surefire way to get people out to the polls faster than, trying to cancel their voice. And it's really unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it's really something. I mean, you guys ought to reach out to this guy, Louis Marino Jr., and try to get him in. And I guess the owner of the Angels has said that is also Hispanic, and he said that everybody's got to vote for Donald Trump. The only reason they can't cancel him is because he owns the team.
Yeah, that's right. Now, well, I guess I just became an Angels fan. It's I'm gonna start rooting for the Angels. And, you know, Americans are sick and tired of seeing this stuff. They're sick and tired of this intolerance. The Democrats always claim that they were the party of tolerance. They're the least tolerant people in the entire world. And you look at the radical left and how bad that they are right now. It's it's terrible. And you know, Howie, it's why we're gonna win this thing. But you know, we're not into kneeling for the national anthem. We're not into seeing our American flags get burned. We're not into seeing law enforcement officers who are incredible get disrespected. We're not into seeing the police get defunded, and neither is America. These are 99% issues. America's not into this stuff either.
So, Eric Trump, are you going to be? You got any stops tonight that people can get to if they're in York County, Maine, or Cumberland County tonight?
You know what? Not tonight. We're done. We were all over. We were all over Maine. We've been all over New Hampshire. I was in Georgia yesterday. I've been North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, heading out to Nevada and Arizona and everywhere else. But I'm going to be back in Maine in a couple of weeks. And I really mean it. I believe we can win the entire state, not just the northern part of the state. I believe we can win the entire state. And again, I spent so much time here in 2016, and just the enthusiasm I'm seeing is unbelievable. It's truly, truly unbelievable. And we love the people of Maine. We love this state. We got from this.
You know, the state is really locked down. I mean, there have been practically no fatalities, and Janet Mills has still got the state, especially the southern part of the state, a near martial law, and it's just really crazy. I think that's going to benefit the Trump campaign.
We've got to open this country back.
Yeah, and that includes Massachusetts too, a nominal Republican governor, but it's still shut down, and got to get everything back open again. Eric Trump, thanks for being with us. The president's son, he's on the bus in Saco, Maine right now, heading back, I guess, to the airport to leave, but he'll be back in Maine in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Eric Trump. If you missed out on the cheap bastard deal for Eden Pure pain cream that sold out in minutes, you don't need to be depressed. You can still get $20 off your first 3-ounce tube with Howie's big discount. Just use code word Howie at checkout. I've been using Eden Pure's pharmaceutical grade pain cream, and it has really taken away the pain I felt for years in my left leg and my left foot. The cream started working in minutes. I broke all of those limbs years ago, and as I've gotten older, it's been giving me more trouble. You know how that goes. But now I put the cream on in the morning and then again before I go to bed. The 3-ounce tube could last you for months. Eden Pure's pain cream has FDA-approved ingredients and is designed to maximize the highest amount of relief at the most affordable price. Customers use the cream for arthritis, back, and joint pain. The cream is super powerful but is non-addictive and has no bad side effects. Eden Pure pain cream is much less than prescription drugs, but it feels like a pricey prescription cream to me. And again, it's much larger than you get in the prescriptions. Eden Pure pain cream has a 99.2% customer satisfaction rating, and I'm one who's very satisfied. It works. Get a tube today at EdenPure.com. That's EdenPure.com. And don't forget code word Howie to save big. That's code word Howie to save big. EdenPure.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
The This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
By the way, if you're looking for that website that we talked about in the first hour, New England for Trump, it's actually nefortrump.com. nefortrump.com. I don't know if you can get there with New England or not, but nefortrump.com is the real way to do it. Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950, sending warm thoughts to all the cars after Mr. Gooner's passing. That's my dog. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains, try Genesis 950. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors from the carpet and padding. Order direct at genesis950.com. Put in code word Howie and get free shipping and a free spray bottle with a 1 gallon purchase of Genesis 950. That's a $10 savings. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If President Trump wins re-election, will it be by a landslide or a close margin?
I'm going to say a close margin, but I hope it's a landslide.
32% say it's going to be a squeaker.
A squeaker. Okay, Bill Barr was out at Hillsdale College yesterday, and he made a real barn burner of a speech. And he just he's really good at these presentations. I hope he presents something to the grand jury to be signed by the foreman his minion John Durham presents something to the grand jury soon. But I thought that he made a good point about the lockdown, which really bothers me. And we just talked with Eric Trump. It's this lockdown is so overstated. We're getting more and more information from around the country about how bogus these statistics are. It's turned out now that the mayor of Nashville seems to have decided to not release public documents showing that there is no problem in the bars and restaurants of Music City, USA. I mean, there's no reason for these places to be shut down by the mayor's own numbers, and they're just suppressing them. Why would you suppress good news? This is a first, isn't it? Who ever heard of politicians who were trying to not let positive numbers about a disease or the economy or the crime rate out? It's crazy. So this is Attorney General Bill Barr talking about the lockdown, cut four.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders, is like house arrest. Other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you for admitting it. And they're just saying, you have to be responsible. No, you don't have to be responsible. Not if there's no reason to be responsible. And there was a crazy story yesterday in the New York Times that Bill Barr was supposedly telling the U.S. attorney out in Washington State to perhaps think about seeking sedition charges against the mayor of Seattle. I mean, you can get her for misfeasance, malfeasance, and nonfeasance in office, but it's absurd to say that they were going to seek sedition charges. The U.S. attorney out there in Washington State denied it, and Barr denied it. But he did say that Barr did point out, as he's seen from the whole Obamagate scandal, that the Justice Department can go out of control. Cut three.
There's yet another reason for having layers of supervision. Individual prosecutors can sometimes become headhunters. It's all too often. They're consumed with taking down their target. Subjecting their decisions to review by detached supervisors ensure the involvement of dispassionate decision makers.
The only question I have is how many dispassionate decision makers are there in the Justice Department building down there in D.C. Cut two.
Now, we're all human, and like any person, a prosecutor can become overly invested in a particular goal. Prosecutors who devote months and years of their lives to investigating a particular target may become deeply invested in their case and assured of the rightness of their cause. When a prosecution becomes my prosecution, particularly if the investigation is highly public or has been acrimonious, or if The prosecutor is confident early on that the target has committed a serious crime. There's always a temptation to will a prosecution, a charge, into existence, even when the facts, the law, or the fair-handed administration of justice do not support bringing the charge.
It's always been true, but with Obamagate, it was a system more out of control than ever before in American history. It is the greatest scandal in American political history, what they tried to do to Donald Trump and his people. And I like his words, but I'd like to see some actions too. We'll be right back with Grace's News in just a moment. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets? Down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next. Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on, no matter what the reason, the coronavirus or before that, the oil price war abroad. You always need to be diversified. And that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you still haven't taken advantage of their no obligation guide, it's not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now. 1-800-912-2300.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We had to postpone Grace's News because we had a chance to have Eric Trump on at the top of the show.
I gave him a little bit of grief about that, by the way.
Well, you'll get over it.
I said, "How dare you?" Just kidding. I'll always postpone.
How dare you?
I will always postpone for a member of the Trump family. Okay, but guys, it is time for Grace's News, and I have a lot of news to get to, Howie. I want to start with a story that you almost stole off the printer from me because you thought it was very amusing. California family.
Infuriating is more like it.
California family says Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, used their burnt home for photo op.
It was the least they could do for Kamala.
A family in Fresno County, California, is upset that vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris, or presidential nominee, depending on who you're following, trespassed on their property to use their burnt home as a photo op. They trespassed. Harris visited California on Wednesday to survey damage. Well, she really traveled there to trespass on someone's property. You don't survey damage on someone else's property from one of the fires that raged in California.
She's only the former DA and the of San Francisco and the Attorney General of the state, so perhaps she didn't understand the trespassing laws. It's very complicated.
Or maybe she
took it quite commercial code.
She took it literally and she thought she was there as a surveyor.
Harris commented on the home's condition, saying, "Everything is gone except the chimney. Those chimneys, they remind me. When you look at a neighborhood that's been wiped out, those chimneys remind me of tombstones." Harris also tweeted out an image of herself on the family's property.
"I knew a little girl once who had a chimney. You know what? That little girl was me."
Did she take a bus to visit the chimneys?
And the other thing that I noticed was there was a lot of pictures, obviously, of her going to California, and she was in Timberland boots. Mm-hmm. And there were two articles someone posted from Yahoo. And one of them was Kamala in the boots saying, "Kamala's bringing Timberland boots back into fashion." And then the other picture was Melania when she wore Timberland boots to a similar situation to survey damage from a natural disaster. And it said something like, "This isn't a photo shoot, Melania.
How dare you?
This isn't a fashion show." These people have no self-awareness. They don't understand that we can go back and pull this stuff up.
Has Melania made this cover of a single fashion magazine?
Maybe like the Trump magazine that they give out at their resort, but I don't think so.
Do they understand that probably close to half of the people who used to read fashion magazines are Trump Republican voters, and that they're kind of disturbed by the fact that it's now like reading the Socialist Workers Party, most of these magazines.
It really is. But that's the other thing, is they don't even show her a lot in the news. They don't tend to show her. And I think it's because she always looks so gorgeous. They don't want to put her on the TV, because I follow Instagram accounts that are, you know, meant to show you Melania's daily fashion. And she always looks stunning, but you never see any of these outfits because they never show her on the nightly newscast. It's not right. As someone who loves fashion. Howie, you mentioned this in the first hour, CNN to host first drive-in town hall with Joe Biden today, tonight.
Oh my God, really?
Yes.
A drive-in
Taylor,
town hall. I thought that Dr. Jill and Hunter took away his keys long ago.
Well, it doesn't say he'll, I don't think he'll be driving.
I hope not.
He'll be impressed.
I want to get home before he's driving. I don't care where he's driving on the North American continent.
The network is calling this the latest adaptation to campaigning during the coronavirus pandemic.
No, I think they're calling it, it's the latest in-kind contribution to the campaign.
I have a question.
Yes.
If Kamala joins him, is it a creature double feature?
Ooh, shady. 35 cars will file into the parking lot where a stage and monitors have been set up, and audience members and cars will be spaced out to comply with social distancing guidelines.
He's spaced out, too.
You think there's going to be any pickup trucks?
No pickup trucks.
No Trump bumper stickers in that lot.
No shotgun racks in the back window either.
The town halls for me are almost more infuriating than just the one-on-ones. Or even the press conferences, because they try to frame them like these are all undecided voters. Yeah. And it's such BS. I mean, the people get out there and you can tell by the way they look at Donald Trump that they hate him. And then they get out there for Joe Biden and they pull out their script and say, I was told to read.
Rush did a good comparison between the Trump town hall on ABC, where all these people are just basically yelling questions at it. I'm an undecided voter, and you're terrible.
Yeah.
Orange man bad. And then you have Biden with reporters who are just asking him these slobbering questions. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Aren't you wonderful? And your plugs look fantastic today.
It reminds me of the reporters or the journalists when they're interviewing Joe Biden and they show like Jake Tapper off to the side, they show a shot of him looking at Joe Biden. It looks like parents watching their kids in one of those dance recitals where they're like this. Good job. Yes. You're doing so good. I'm so proud of you. Yes.
What are the chances that Joe Biden tries to make some joke that I remember the last time I was in a drive-in, and he goes off on some very inappropriate tangent about Rita Hayworth.
Right. Right. Like it's going to be a scene from Grease or something. I know. It's just wild. But speaking of Joe Biden.
Every time I saw Sophia Loren up there on the screen.
We can likely push Biden in a more progressive direction. This is from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So she is telling people left.
This was pretty interesting that she gave an interview. I don't even know if she knew who she was giving it to. She gave it to justthenews.com. That's John Solomon.
Yeah.
And John Solomon is a guy who they tried to cancel him, basically, because he was doing such a job on the Obamagate scandal. So they kind of ran him out of thehill.com.
Oh, yeah. He deserved a Profiles in Courage for his work.
Right.
But he's not going to get one.
No, of course. And he's not going to get a Pulitzer Prize either.
So who do you think set her up with this interview?
I think they just knew that the door she walks out of in the at night, and they just staked it out.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, so she said...
She was rushing to get home to let her French bulldog puppy out, because she's such a Deco. Revolutionary. You know, all revolutionaries have French bulldogs.
Oh, let's play the cut. This is cut 11.
You know, I think overall, we can likely push Vice President Biden in a more progressive direction across policy issues. I think foreign policy is an enormous area where we can improve. Immigration is another one. Criminal justice is another area.
I can assure you, AOC, you can push him in any direction. You don't have to think about it. He's going to go for whatever you say.
Yeah, and Criminal justice, that's a winning issue for the Democrats right now. Let's get rid of bail in every state, not just New York. Let's not just stop prosecuting people who steal less than $980 worth of merchandise in California. Let's just do it across the board.
And I wonder, though, if any Democrats like Nancy Pelosi, if they get frustrated when these radical left, this squad and this part of the party keeps saying, oh, don't worry, guys, we're going to be able to push him as far left. They want the moderates. That was like his whole appeal to the undecided voters, was that he wasn't going to go with what they're saying. But they can't help themselves. Even Bernie Sanders said it a couple weeks ago.
I think Schumer and Pelosi, and if Biden was still all there, they would be saying the quote from Louis XIV, after me, the deluge, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's over for them.
Yeah.
They've officially let them take over.
Yeah. The same thing's happening in state legislatures too, like here in Massachusetts, you know? I mean, every time there's more of these, what used to be called normal Democrats, are getting knocked off in primaries, just like Lipinski got knocked off in Chicago by he was the last pro-life Democrat in Congress. Gone. You know, Elliot Engel, pro-Israel in the Bronx. Gone.
Well, even on a city scale, I mean, Marty Walsh.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example.
Right. Marty Walsh in Boston, he's now being sized up for a headshot by a woke warrior from Chicago.
It's absolutely insane. Guys, I wanted to let everyone know that Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth. So I talk about Toyota of Portsmouth all the time, but today I wanted to tell people something else. There is this thing called dealer fear. And what it is people are afraid to go to a dealership because they're afraid they're going to be pushed into something, whether it's buying a car that's too expensive or even leasing a car that they can't pay the monthly payments for. This is not going to happen to you at Toyota of Portsmouth. So I went in, Howie, with the mindset of, I'd really love a sunroof and leather seats and all this stuff, but it's going to cost way too much for me monthly. Turns out that you can actually get that nowadays, and it doesn't really add on that much per month. But they break it down for you so that whatever you want, they'll be honest with you. They'll say, this is what you should get for what you want to pay for the month. And that's what I want people to know, is that if you go in there, it's the experience that you're going to enjoy. The people are very nice. It's dog friendly. It's very clean. So check them out. It's Toyota of Portsmouth, or you can go online, toyotaofportsmouth.com, the house of value.
If you're thinking about replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. It was the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gooner had an accident, as my older pug so often did. Before you purchase new carpeting, you must try Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner, and it's not just for pet stains, it's a disinfectant that kills viruses. It's also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. Save yourself the trouble of going to the store and seeing your favorite cleaner sold out yet again. Genesis 950 is made in America, and as we like to say, buy American, support America. Order a gallon direct at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including free shipping and a free spray bottle with a 1 gallon purchase of Genesis 950. Go to genesis950.com. Enter code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Back with Grace's News a little later than usual today. What else have you got, Grace?
Okay, so this is a story that I asked for specific permission to read because it involves two things Howie does not care about: pop culture and award shows. But, Father Carr, special dispensation. Thank you. So we shall read. Fans fume over Carrie Underwood, Thomas Rhett's 2020 ACM Entertainer of the Year tie. So this is the big award at the ACMs. It's Entertainer of the Year, and it really means best all around of the year as far as concerts, shows, songs, album.
Didn't they get the memo that a tie is like kissing your sister?
People are really mad because I don't know if they felt like they had to pick a woman and a man and make it fair, but everyone was tweeting about it and they were saying, this is the perfect example of everyone gets a trophy. You can't decide a winner at an award show.
I guess they figured their ratings weren't low enough.
I'll be very curious to see the ratings because everyone was doing the typical like get up
rating
and speak in front of no one.
Are just ratings death though, aren't they? Haven't they? They've just been going down, down, down.
Oh, so bad. But where are we at where we can't pick a winner? That is so pathetic to me. People are not happy, needless to say. In other news, Europe sees alarming rates of transmission of COVID-19. WHO warns? If you trust the WHO, I mean.
Yeah.
I love the WHO.
Yeah, I like Quadrophenia was a good album. Yeah. Hope I die before I get out. Keith Moon did, their drummer.
I don't know what they're doing giving advice on virology, but.
Europe is again seeing alarming rates of transmission of the coronavirus. A wake-up call.
Is this Europe or Nashville?
A wake-up call to avoid quarantine fatigue.
A wake-up call. How is Donald Trump going to lose votes in Europe with a lockdown? I mean, what's the point of locking down Europe? If it's not going to cost Donald Trump votes, what is the purpose of this?
Well, I know Trump says this a lot and he gets made fun of, but it is true. We are constantly being told that the United States is not handling this well and that we're the worst and, you know, we have so many cases. We have so many cases because we have so many tests. It's what our governor, Charlie Parker, brags about on almost a daily basis. We hit the 1 million mark, the 2 million mark. So, of course, if you test more people, you're going to get more cases.
And everybody comes back negative. And the people who test positive don't get sick.
Right.
But it's very impressive, though. We've got 3 million people. Nothing's happened, but we've tested 3 million people.
Right.
And we've shut down the state, and we have the highest unemployment rate in the nation.
So I kept seeing all of these things on the internet where it said, oh, Italy's already, you know, they're done with the coronavirus. So-and-so's done with the coronavirus. All these different countries, as
you
if we're so bad.
I'm done with the coronavirus.
Well, yeah. We're done with it. But I just mean the news media is obsessed. So obviously, and the people say, well, what are they doing differently than us? They just don't have a news media that wants us to go on until November 3rd. That's the difference.
Yeah. I know. And
I imagine their hospitals aren't counting every single death as a COVID death either.
Right.
Yeah. They're not like dying for the financial help if they mark everything as COVID.
Right. The motorcycle fatality of a 21-year-old in Orlando, the guy in Colorado who had a 0.55 blood alcohol content, Ted Kennedy never reached that level. And it goes down as a COVID death.
And it's just crazy because we have such fatigue from this coronavirus. I just don't understand. I understand wanting Joe Biden to win, but when you see how he, like, you walk by, I took a walk this morning, and you see the elementary schools and all these little kids waiting to go into school with the masks on, it seems to me like, when do you guys put the kids, not to sound like Nancy Pelosi, the children, but when does that matter? Like, when are we going to stop ruining everyone's lives so that you can get your guy in?
I don't know about the other states, but in Massachusetts, the death toll among those under 20 remains zero. Not a single person under the age of 20 has died in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and yet large numbers of the schools remain shut down. High school sports remain shut down. It's absurd.
It's a shame.
I'm going to quote now from federal judge William Stickman IV. This is in Pennsylvania. This is the Trump appointee. We've talked about this a little bit, but his decision was great. The liberties protected by the Constitution are not fair weather freedoms in place when times are good, but able to be cast aside in times of trouble. That is, I mean, that's so simple and yet so profound.
Right. And that's what, when this originally started, I think it was Jared who said to me, the Democrats are trying to program us to feel selfish for wanting our rights. It was when they were making fun of people for protesting the shutdowns. They were saying, oh, you have to go to Fuddruckers. Oh, you have to go here. That's why. Oh, it's so important you to go to Chili's tonight. And they were making people feel like losers for standing up for what are their constitutional rights.
Right. And he cited the abuse of the First Amendment, that's, you know, shutting down the churches, Governor Wolf. But he also cited violations of the 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law, because they were making decisions over which businesses could open and which businesses could close. And he said,
they were picking the winners and the losers.
Right. By closing, quote, non-life-sustaining businesses, Judge Stickman wrote, the state was determining who could work and who could not, who could earn a paycheck and who would be unemployed, and for some, which businesses would live and which would die. Nobody has the right to do that to anybody else, especially under circumstances that are not particularly life-threatening to the vast majority of the people. And as Stickman also pointed out, they did nothing like this in 1918 when the death rates were astronomical.
And then all the while this is happening, while they're picking winners and losers and telling you what you can't do, don't worry, Nancy Pelosi's hair is looking great. She's still got those highlights and that fresh cut, looking like a superstar.
Governor Wolf said no public gatherings this summer of over 25 people indoors or 250 outdoors, yet as many as 20,000 attendees were allowed to attend an auto show.
Hey, Howie.